Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Libertarian presidential nominee Gary Johnson struggles with a question about foreign policy concerning Syria during an interview on MSNBC this morning.
What would you do if you were elected about Aleppo?
And what is Aleppo?
You're kidding. No.
After interviewer Mike Barnicle refreshed Johnson's memory about Aleppo being the Syrian city at the center of a refugee crisis, Johnson went on to say,
I think that the only way that we deal with Syria is to join hands with Russia to diplomatically bring that at an end.
First-time claims for unemployment benefits are down. This morning's figures from the Labor Department showing 259,000 Americans filing initial jobless claims last week, and that's down 4,000 from the previous week and a bit lower than what economists were expecting. The biggest jumps in claims in New York, California, Georgia, and Hawaii, and the sharpest declines were in Michigan, Texas, Pennsylvania, and Florida. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
Republican Senator John McCain says he wants to protect Americans from Obamacare penalties if they happen to live in places where insurers are offering only one or no plans. Sandra Harris reporting McCain has introduced what he calls the
mitigated disaster in Arizona. He says people who cannot afford Obamacare are left without options, but they will still face penalties for not having insurance. Flake says McCain's legislation would protect people from Obamacare penalties and allow Americans to buy coverage they can afford and actually meets their health care needs.
Again, Sandra Harris reporting from Phoenix. A delegate who was at the Democratic National Convention is now facing a charge of assaulting another delegate. Walter Meeks turning himself into Philadelphia police, as police there say the victim told them Weeks was drunk and was insistent about getting a hug. Weeks is charged with indecent assault. And last hour, it was just a report without confirmation, but now it's been confirmed. The New York Mets, making it official with former NFL quarterback Tim Tebow, announcing this morning the team has signed the 29-year-old former Heisman Trophy winner to a minor league baseball contract. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
For too long in America, we...
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Good morning. At 11:04, it is 77 sunny and humid degrees in Flemington. The forecast for today is partly sunny with a high near 93. There is a slight chance of thunderstorms tonight. Any slight chance of thunderstorms tomorrow, but so slight we're not even going to mention it. Saturday is going to be slightly cloudy with another slight chance of thunderstorms and a high of 92. And there's a greater chance of thunderstorms on Saturday night as a cold front comes in for Sunday, which looks to be sunny and a high near 80.
I like your musical choice, Jennifer. Good morning and welcome to the Library Show. Starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch. Broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. I hope one of the cars didn't die or something. Is that why you're playing this? Okay, ask me. I'll ask you in a minute. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, we'll tell you what businesses in Hunterdon County you can visit in September and save money just by showing your Hunterdon County Library card. Entries are being accepted for the HCL Amateur Photography Show. The deadline is September 27th. Let me double-check that date real quick. The deadline is September 27th. It's a Tuesday, Jennifer. If Jennifer can hear you chew, she has fantasized about your death. A tricky tray, fall concerts, community day, a gingerbread competition, and much more. Today's library show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Why are we liking the nightlife? Or why are we playing the cars?
It was the first thing I thought of when I woke up this morning.
Oh, this song, Let's Go, from the Candy-O album, I believe.
Yes. I'm sorry, I've been thrown off because I cannot believe the Mets are signing Tim Tebow.
Why? Why? What's the matter with that?
No, it's just...
He's never going to see the major leagues, Jennifer.
Well, let's hope not.
They signed them so they can spike attendance at their minor league games. Let's get realistic here. They signed Michael Jordan, for Christ's sakes, a minor league team way back. Birmingham.
White Sox.
Yeah. For the same reason, Jennifer. It's a spike in attendance for the minor league team.
Okay.
They'll pass him around a few minor league teams that need a little attendance boost, and then they'll cut him free.
It's not right.
Not even the Mets would promote Tim Tebow to the major leagues. Unless somehow the whole team came down with the flu at the same time or something and couldn't play. So let's go by the cars. This has nothing to do with your last night's exploits out on the town?
Well, probably it might.
Oh, well, what is it?
It's an inside joke between you and... It's not an inside joke.
And our radio listeners and I are not in on it.
No, it's not an inside joke. It's just that on the way home, Brian's like, oh, we've never had a nightlife before.
Oh, and this song popped into your head?
Yes. You're lucky it wasn't the Alicia whoever's from, like, I Love the Nightlife, I Want a Boogie on the Disco.
Yes, I am happy about that. So you've never had a nightlife before, ever?
No, not in...
Didn't you go to college?
I did, but... No,
really. You never did anything at night?
Yeah, once in a while it was with Chris Phelan, the president of the Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, yeah, what would you and Chris Phelan do?
We'd walk into a bar and it would be last call. It could be 6 o'clock
Sounds
at
like
night.
The start of a joke. So the assistant library director and the president of the Chamber of Commerce walk into the bar with a duck.
The bartender says, why the long face? No, yes, we were once again at trivia night. But you were talking about maybe we would have trivia night at the library sometime.
Well, we'll have to discuss that.
So that sounds like a fun idea.
I'm Jennifer. Were there any good trivia questions? Anything that you remember that you said, I got to ask Jim this trivia question?
No, they weren't that
exciting. I didn't even cross your mind, did I?
No, you did. You did. I was too busy thinking about the UFC fight this Saturday night.
What was your drink of choice last night?
Water.
What?
Water with lemon.
So I hate to break it to you, Jennifer.
Yeah.
But you still don't have a nightlife.
Well, it was fun.
You were designated driver, is that what you're telling me?
I was. I was watching the Mets had already won in the afternoon, and I was watching the Cardinals and the Pirates on one of the 67 TV screens so that I could see if the Mets would be in first place for the wild card position.
Are they? They won, I think, last night.
They did, but the Cardinals needed to lose for them to get.
How many games are left?
More than there really should be in September.
No, they go to the end of September. I don't think there's quite that many, but...
It just seems like an awful lot.
You just say numbers sometimes.
I do not.
Yes, you do.
I don't.
It's under 20, I know.
Oh, it is under 20?
I'm sure.
I'll have to look.
We'll have to look. What is the Mets' current record, and we can do the math.
Okay.
So I mentioned the tricky tray, Jennifer. Let's talk about that right off the bat. We have not mentioned yet that the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library have a new fundraiser. Can you pass me the flyer, and I'll talk while you're looking
at it? You're unprepared?
I don't have that flyer with me. I am not unprepared.
That, no, if you don't have the flyer with you, it means
I'm unprepared for this particular event, but now I'm not anymore. So, you know, every year that the Friends do a book sale to raise money to help the Huntington County Library with their services and programs, they've added another fundraiser, Jennifer. It's a Tricky Tray Basket Raffle. That's going to be happening this fall. Tickets are available Saturday, October 8th, 2016, from 9:30 to 2 p.m. And then the first drawing will be Saturday, October 8th, 2016, at 2:30 p.m. There'll be details available online at hclibrary.us/friends/trickytray. There's a whole flyer that I'm reading off of. It's free admission. You must be 18 year old or older to participate. There are three prize levels plus a lottery raffle. Snacks will be available for purchase. It's at the Huntington County Library in our meeting room on Route 12 in Flemington. You can check out their Facebook page for more information also. So a Tricky Tray, pretty much, Jennifer, is pretty, local businesses and whatever donate prizes or baskets of things that you can buy little tickets and then, like, put the tickets in a basket and then there'll be a drawing for that. Have you ever participated in a Tricky Tray?
I did once up in...
Why do they call it Tricky Tray? What's the trick?
There's no trick. It used to be called a Chinese auction, but they don't do that any longer.
Oh, for Christmas sakes.
And if you go to our library website, hclibrary.us, and click on the Friends, there is a link for the Tricky Tray Basket Auction, which lists all the specifics about the tickets, reserving tickets, and then it gives a list of the businesses.
Oh, I didn't see the other pages in there.
That's what the staple means.
So what do you read what businesses are participating?
I think this is only a partial list because I'm pretty sure there's one more.
I have no idea, so I'd like to hear.
Okay, 55 Main in Flemington, AAA.
So it'll be like a gift card probably.
There's a lot of them. You can't comment on each one. AAA in Flemington, A Cut Above in Flemington, Academy of Natural Sciences in Philadelphia.
You're not even giving me a chance to comment.
Alfrescos in Flemington, Alchemy in Frenchtown, Amaryllis, Applebee's, Artist Salon in Lebanon, Bamboo
Boy, you're going to alphabetical order?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's listed in alphabetical order, Frenchtown.
There's like 100 things?
It's three columns, but
just
I know...
Just give me highlights.
Okay. Hunter and Hills Playhouse.
That's a... Look, I'm just kidding.
Jake's Restaurant. Dilly's in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. Crown Trophy, our own Jim Gano. I'm pretty sure... Oh, Four Seasons Nursery in White House. I'm pretty sure Act Two Books, he had mentioned that he was going to participate. He's not on this list yet. The Mayo Performing Arts Center in Morristown. Planet Fitness. PNC Bank. There'll be Salon Gift Baskets, Flemington Fur Gift Basket, Cheesecake Factory Gift Basket, Museum Passes and Event Tickets, Lobster Dinners, Local Merchant and Restaurant Gift Certificates. Well, gift cards, I guess, these days. Sports Collectibles, Arts, Crafts, and Jewelry from local artists. 40-plus inch smart TV,
wow.
Children's Amazon Fire, and collectibles.
This sounds awesome. So how really much, do you know how much like a raffle ticket costs?
I do indeed, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
Turn the page. There are three level of prize baskets and lottery.
Okay.
Level one, baskets with values up to $50. The tickets are one sheet of 26 tickets for $3 or two sheets for $5. So you can put all
That's
your tickets
cheap.
In one basket, or you can put them like in each individual. If there's something you really want, put them all in one basket. Level two, baskets up to $170.
You're giving us Tricky Tray strategy here?
Yeah, because I really lost out on that basket of...
still doesn't guarantee.
Back to school that I wanted.
If the trick is put in something that has the fewest tickets.
Right.
But you might not want that thing.
Still. Level two, baskets, $170. One sheet of 26 tickets is $6, two for 10. A level three basket valued over $170. Tickets are $5 each or 5 for 20. Lottery basket, which is a basket of lottery tickets worth $100. The tickets are valued at $100. Mm. It's $4 each. You can reserve your tickets online ahead of time from September 1st to the 30th and save.
Oh, I didn't know that.
A bundle cost...
That's important. Say that again.
Okay. Reserve your ticket bundle between September 1st and September 30th. And save.
Bundle. You can do that right now.
Right. Yes, if you let me finish, I can tell them how to do it and what it includes. A bundle includes three sheets of level one tickets, two sheets of level two tickets, and one level three ticket. And the cost of a bundle is $22.50. But if you reserve ahead of time through September 30th, it's a $20, it's a 10% savings. And you can email F-O-H...
I think that's exactly 10%.
C-L... It's not exactly 10%. F-O-H-C-L friends at gmail.com or call 908-806-8016 with your name, phone number, and the number of tickets you wish to reserve. Each reservation will be confirmed, and you can pay and pick up of reserved tickets due at the will call table at the event.
Well, this is what I'm going to do, Jennifer. I'm going to help all our listeners and all our library patrons. There's no link to it on the homepage of our webpage.
There isn't, I know.
We will be fixing that this afternoon. I will get a link to the Tricky Tray for you and how to get tickets and all the information right on the homepage for you. So reading e-book day is gone. That's not important. No, Instant Flix is going to be gone for a little while.
Thank you. Yeah, let's take Instant Flix.
Yes, and Tricky Tray will be right where Instant Flix is. So check in at about 3 o'clock this afternoon. It'll be all ready for you.
Yeah, it's on my list of things to mention to you.
Okay. Well, I beat you to the
punch. You beat me to it. Shocking.
Okay, Jennifer, let's go to our first commercial break.
Okay, I'm glad somebody's watching the time because I'm not. We'll be right back after this.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jim Thatch. I'm with Jennifer Winbear. I'm about to quiz her. It's time for Today in History. Today is September 8th, 2016. I'm going to ask her some questions about some events that happened on September 8th in years past. And also some people who were born on this date, and actually one person who died, Jennifer. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's go back to 1504. What is unveiled in Piazza della Signoria in Florence on this date in 1504?
The Sistine Chapel ceiling.
Close. You're on the right track.
The Pieter.
Michelangelo's David. Very good. You're right on the right track.
Thank you.
Let's just go 61 years later, 1565. St. Augustine, Florida, Jennifer, was founded by whom?
Ponce de Leon.
Right. You wouldn't think that's the answer? Wrong. That's not it. I would assume that was the answer. It was Florida's first governor, Pedro Menendez de Aviles. I just did it because everybody would have thought it was Ponce de Leon, and I always thought it was Ponce de Leon.
Yes.
What happened with that? I don't know. Did this guy steal credit?
I don't know.
1888, Jennifer. Ann Chapman is found dead on this date. Who killed her?
I don't know.
We're looking for Jack the Ripper. It was Jack the Ripper's second victim, Annie Chapman. found dead in London on September 8th, 1888. 1892, Jennifer, what is recited for the first time?
The United States Pledge of Allegiance.
Very good. The Pledge of Allegiance is first recited, 1892. Thought it was older than that, actually, but... Okay, Jennifer, you did not want to be in Galveston, Texas on September 8th, 1900. Why?
Yeah, was that the Great Hurricane?
Yes. The Galveston Hurricane of 1900. 8,000 people died.
Wow.
So, I mean, we take for granted the early warning systems of hurricanes now. Back then, you just, hey, it's getting a little cloudy. It might rain. Whoops. So thank God for our early warning systems to avoid such disasters. Okay, 1930, what does 3M begin marketing?
Scotch tape.
Very good. How'd you know that so quickly?
Tape. I think that's probably the product most associated with them.
3M?
Yes.
Think so?
I would think so.
Probably. 1934, Jennifer, off the New Jersey coast. A fire aboard the passenger ship, the SS Morro Castle, kills 135 people. What... The ship then ran aground right off the beach of what New Jersey town?
Monmouth or Ocean County?
One of those. Monmouth.
It's not Belmar. Highlands.
No.
Nope.
It's between there. Asbury Park. It's
really?
Right off the convention center.
Interesting.
You ever see these ghostly pictures? Look it up. Of this huge passenger ship, like beached, like 100 yards off the convention center at Asbury Park. That was 1934. Okay, Jennifer, in 1966, The Man Trap, the first aired episode of this landmark television series, premieres.
The Man Trap?
Yeah. I'll give you one more hint.
Okay.
It's a science fiction television series.
1966?
Yes.
The Twilight Zone?
No. Star Trek. Star Trek premiered on this date in 1966, 50 years ago, Jennifer.
Wow.
Star Trek premiered. And Spock's still around. He just died, didn't he? Leonard
I'm
Nimoy?
I'm surprised that there
Kirk is still around.
I'm surprised there haven't been, like, you know, a lot of publicity or like magazines or...
I think there might be. There might be if you looked a little bit. Did you look on any news services today?
I know I didn't look today. No, I don't look today, so I don't get...
Yeah, whatever.
So I don't get...
1988, Jennifer, September 8th, Yellowstone National Park is closed for the first time in U.S. history. Why? Not even a guess?
Nope. Something about the geyser?
No.
Nope.
Ongoing fires.
Oh.
Forest fires closed Yellowstone National Park on this date in 1988.
May I interrupt you for one second?
What?
I just wanted to, this is a quick segue back to the library. It's the 100th anniversary of the creation of the National Park System, and we have displays on the upper and lower level.
Very good. Good tie-in there. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, finally, 2012. Who passes Herbert Hoover for the longest retirement after leaving office?
2012.
Hoover was retired for 11,553 days.
I'm trying to
think
of who was still alive then.
And he held the record for 54 years.
Richard Nixon.
Incorrect. Jimmy Carter is the longest retired U.S. president in history. He's still alive, right?
Yes.
Boy, he's added to this record, hasn't he?
Yes.
Okay, Jennifer, finally born or died. 1157, September 8th, Richard I of England is born.
He was a king?
Mm-hmm.
He was not Richard the Lionhearted.
Well, he wasn't? Why not?
Because Richard III was Richard the Lionhearted.
Yeah. This was the king that, Richard I was the king that went off on the Crusades. Mm-hmm. He was technically king. But he preferred to be in battle, like, all the time. So he was never in England. He was always off fighting. Actually, Robin
kind
Hood.
Who?
Me?
No, not
what
you.
What are you talking about?
Governor of New Jersey.
Why? What's he doing?
Because he's always off someplace.
Let's not start bashing our governor, Jennifer.
I didn't
Jennifer.
Bash our governor. I just stated a fact.
So Robin Hood refers to him a lot, how he was always gone, and that's how Prince John took over and, you know, the corrupt king. That was
history.
Richard from the Robin Hood Tales. Okay, 1925, Peter Sellers was born.
He is Inspector Clouseau in the Pink Panther movies.
Very good. 1932, Patsy Cline was born.
She's an American country western singer. Crazy for you.
Just crazy.
Crazy. But here's a little tidbit of information. One of our friends, Jean, has her... Our friend Jean Smith. I forget her other last name. Sorry, Jean. Her daughter is dating the cousin of Daryl McCall, who is a big country western singer in Texas, and he used to date and sing with Patsy Cline. And he was supposed to be on the plane that Patsy Cline was in when she was killed, and he wasn't there.
Mm.
So he's still around singing.
Thank you.
Welcome.
And if you like Patsy Cline, at the Huntington County Library on November 9th at 7 p.m., Maggie Warsdale, a Patsy Cline impersonator, will be on hand to sing and tell stories and entertain the crowd. Okay, moving on. Jennifer, 1938, Adrian Cronauer was born.
Adrian Cronauer. Was she Cruella de Vil in the 101 Dalmatians? I have
okay,
no idea.
It's a he.
Oh,
but
oh.
I like the guess. I like that you went. I like that you went for it.
Okay.
Adrian Cronauer was the subject from the movie Good Morning Vietnam, starring
oh.
Robin Williams.
Mm-hmm.
That's who Robin Williams portrayed in the movie Good Morning Vietnam.
Interesting.
1941, Bernie Sanders.
He was the man who was one of the contenders for the Democratic nomination for President of the United States this year.
Correct. And 1947, this is kind of topical too, Benjamin Orr was born.
Benjamin Orr?
Mm-hmm.
Or who?
Benjamin Orr.
Or who?
Orr, O-R-R.
Mm.
It has something to do with our radio show today.
Really? I don't know.
He's the bass player for the Cars.
Oh. Maybe they said that on the radio this morning. And
he sang the song Drive.
Yeah.
He was the lead singer on that song. And finally died in 2004, Frank Thomas. You'll never guess
oh,
this one.
Oh, Wendy. You see Wendy's? Where's the beat?
No.
No. That's Dave Thomas.
Mm-hmm. Frank Thomas was one of the nine old men. I'll give you another hint. Who were the nine old men? They were the classic Disney animators.
Oh.
That drew all the classic Disney feature films. Frank Thomas was one of them.
Okay.
And that's today in history, Jennifer, September 8th.
I have some things for you.
Thank you.
1947, born.
Oh, September 8th?
September 8th, I have a few.
Oh, so you looked it up. So you know all this stuff.
No, I didn't. These I just ran across in other...
Okay, like 1947.
Ann Beattie.
Ann Beattie? She sounds like an actress.
She's not an actress. That's Warren Beatty.
Oh. I have no idea.
She's an American author. She's most known for her short stories and most recently for her novel Mrs. Nixon.
Never heard of her.
And 1954, John Siaska.
Now, you needed to know these people, too, without looking
them
up.
No, I did know these.
John Siaska?
Yeah.
I couldn't even venture a guess, Jennifer.
He's an American author and educator. He wrote The Stinky Cheese Man and Other Fairly Stupid Fairy Tales, which has become a modern classic.
Has it? Have they made a movie of it yet?
Probably. I don't know. In 1969, Bud Collier died.
Bud Collier. That name rings a bell.
Yes, it does.
Collier's is a...
He probably had many bells ringing around him.
Many bells ringing around him?
Yes.
Is he a priest?
No, he was a game show host.
Bud Collier.
From what? Beat the Clock and To Tell the Truth.
Ah.
Where the celebrities... Tom Poston was in it a lot. Kitty Carlisle was part of the panel. But how it came up was, and then at the end, like they would ask him questions and it would say, will the real John Doe please stand
right,
up?
Right, I remember that.
And he would build suspense and sometimes one or both of the imposters would pretend to stand up. Well, in 1962, he said it, will the real Bob Miller please stand up? And two Bob Millers, who were both pitchers for the recently formed New York Mets, stood up. which I thought was kind of...
So they tricked them? They knew that... I think Walt Disney was on that show once, and people didn't know who Walt Disney was.
Well, they probably wouldn't recognize him.
Walt Disney?
I don't know. today is also International Literacy Day. It was established in 1965 by the UN.
Okay.
I have to say that's a favorite.
And so what happens on Literacy Day?
They just promote literacy and reading. And
we should be promoting that every day.
We should, but there's a special day.
And the Huntington County Library actually does promote that every day.
We do. And just for anyone who's wondering, there are 30 short shopping days till Jennifer's birthday.
Oh, yeah?
Today.
What do you want for your birthday? What's on Jennifer's wish list? Are you registered anywhere?
As a matter of fact.
No? No ideas what you want for your birthday?
Real estate. Did you ever see? That's from Charlie Brown's Christmas. Yes. Lucy says real estate. One of my favorite lines.
No idea, huh?
No. Just the love and adoration of, you know, my loyal listeners.
They're going to get flooded with emails now.
Great. I don't think anybody's listening today.
Okay, it's 11:30. Let me give you a quick update of Jennifer's weather because she usually screws it up somehow.
Thank you. Hey, whoa, whoa, whoa. But before we get to... What did Jennifer say last week about the hurricane?
What, you were right.
What did Jennifer say about the hurricane?
What did you exactly say? I don't know.
That it was going to go out to sea, and I was going to make it go out to sea, and it was not going to affect us, and you'd be able to have your weekend at Monmouth Park. And what happened?
It stalled out over off the coast, but it did not come.
And we did not get any rain. No,
Thank you, Jennifer. What are you looking for from me here? A thank you?
Yes.
You got it.
An acknowledgement that I have this power.
It's currently 82 degrees in Flemington. Temperatures going up to 94 under partly cloudy skies. For your weekend, Friday, partly cloudy. Temperatures remain in the 90s, probably the hottest day. Saturday says 92, but I saw the Today Show weather forecast this morning. And
you have time to watch the Today Show in the morning?
I do.
Oh, my goodness.
I have to walk my dog and feed my dog.
How can you walk your dog watching the Today Show?
It's easy. I just open the door, and he walks himself. It's very easy. So Saturday, 92 degrees under partly cloudy skies, and we got a great weekend. Sunday. Patriot Day, 9/11, will be 83 degrees under clear skies. Probably very similar to the actual September 11, 2001. If I'm not mistaken, that sounds exactly what the weather was like that day, wasn't it? Because you can remember it perfectly, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Next chance of rain, Jennifer, appears to be Wednesday afternoon. And next Saturday looks like a big rainstorm. I'm going to Vermont next weekend.
Well, let's not worry about next weekend.
Jennifer, can you work on Vermont weather as good as New Jersey weather?
Well, how do you know there'll be a rainstorm in Vermont? It's quite a few miles away.
Maybe. I don't know. It was so close to Boston, though.
What's that got to do with New Jersey weather?
Nothing. I'm just teasing you from last week.
It's closer to Boston than New Jersey is.
Vermont?
Uh-huh.
That I will give you, Jennifer. So it's the library show, 12 noon. After we leave here, Jim Gannot comes in and gives you his show, Taking Care of Business. So stay tuned for that. But we got lots to talk about on our second half of the show. Did you have something else prepared for me, Jennifer?
I don't. I thought we should talk about some of the library programs.
We have to.
We have loads of library programs.
I want to talk about the... Well, we've got to talk about Library Card Month
first. All right, talk about Library Card
Month.
Let's
go in chronological order here.
Okie dokie.
Discounts with your library card. We do this every September. We partner with local businesses, and they offer you discounts on their goods and services just by showing your Huntington County library card. Some businesses that are participating this year, Basil Bandwagon, Jersey Mike Subs, Italian Bakery and Cafe, Gymnastics Unlimited. I'm just going to Crown Trophy of Flemington, of course, Sneakers Plus. Great Clips, Academy of Ballet, Red Mill Museum, Bluefish Clothing, JGL, The Shops of Flemington, Liberty Village, Premium Outlets, Act Two Books, The Book Garden, Comic Fusion, Fish and Pets Plus, The Mixing Bowl, The Spinnery, Stowaway Self Storage, Timberland Factory Store, and Twice Told Tales, among others, Jennifer. So what you do, go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. There's a link right on the homepage. You can print out the list of businesses, and they'll tell you what their predetermined offers are. For example, Sneakers Plus is offering 15% off your entire purchase just by showing your Huntington County Library card. That's big savings right there, Jennifer.
It is.
So just show your Huntington County Library card. You can also pick up a brochure in the lobby of one of our libraries.
Just wait a little bit before going to headquarters.
Yes, we'll have one or ask at the circulation desk. And then leave it in your car. So if you ever stop by one of these businesses, just show your library card and save some money for your Christmas shopping. How's your Christmas shopping coming?
What? How's a Christmas shop? Really?
I was actually going back to the tricky tray. I was going to draw a picture for them to raffle off.
Oh, that would have been really nice.
But I don't think I have time. And I had to do one for the Four Farmers Market. And it.
Oh, you did one for them? Oh, I didn't see that.
I can show you a picture of it.
Oh, that would be nice.
I drew the DeVore Farm.
Nice. Kind of like the bookmark this month?
It's almost exactly, but it's in color and it's much bigger.
How was that segue?
Very good.
The September bookmark is out, the Jim Thatch collectible. You didn't hide words in the drawing, did you?
Oh, I should. I could hit a ton in there. I let it go.
Oh, I just found another HCL, I think.
Oh, there's only one.
Oh. It looks like there's one down here.
Well, there's not.
Okay. It is indeed a landscape of the DeVore Farm.
So it's very similar to that, except it's a bigger sky. I got a picture of it. I'll show
you. It's very detailed. It's really detailed for...
I came out. I did the Surgeonsville Bridge earlier in the year and decided to do another county landmark.
This is really nice. This is good.
I already know what I'm doing for my December bookmark, I think. I had a vision of what I wanted to do. Any ideas for my October bookmark? I want to do Halloween, I think, again.
How about something with kilt girls? Girls in kilts and football.
Oh, yeah? I don't know about that. We have the library is a family place, Jennifer. Can't show too much thigh in the library.
I wasn't suggesting. You could have a knee-length kilt.
Are they knee-length at the tilted kilt? Of course, of course they're not.
They're not.
I'm guaranteed they're not.
You've never been there, so how do you know?
I can just imagine, Jennifer.
So when are you coming down?
That defeats the purpose. I don't know. Next time I'm going through Monmouth Junction, I guess. I used to go through there all the time on my way home from college.
Did you?
Went right through Monmouth Junction.
Yeah, you would have.
We also have a photography show coming up, Jennifer. We're accepting entries now for the HCL Amateur Photography Show. Open to all amateur photographers of Hunterdon County. We have several categories for students and adults. There'll be cash awards for first place and a public choice award. Entry deadline, I mentioned at the top of the show, is Tuesday, September 27th. To get an entry form, stop by any of the county libraries or go online, hclibrary.us. Right on the homepage, there's a link to the entry form. Just print that out. There's also an entry form in the Scoop if you want to pick up one of those. Scoop is the library's newsletter telling you everything coming up in the 2 months that we are in. So we are in September and October. So the Scoop has all the information in there. The photographs will be displayed in our main gallery during the month of October. We'll have an awards presentation on Wednesday, October 19th at 6:30 p.m. in the meeting room with, or maybe without, Walter Horoszewski, Jennifer. I can't get a hold of him. He's gone dark. Is he like a secret agent or something?
I have no idea.
Several attempts to reach him have failed.
Oh, no.
So, but don't worry. I'll figure something else out. I could actually get for one of my judges, I could get a photography major at Kutztown University to judge this show.
You could.
Among other people. So it's a lot of fun. So if you'd like to, you took a nice picture of something over the summer or this year, throw it in a frame and show it at the Hunterdon County Library. You get a kick out of seeing it hanging on the wall with the other pictures, and you might win a prize. So hope to see you there. We've been doing it for 25 years.
Wow. You've been here that long?
I'd be 29 years next month.
Really? Wow.
I
longer
know.
Than you've been alive.
What's that mean?
<It's a joke>.
Okay, Jennifer, I'll let you talk for a little bit.
Talk? I'm just going to run down some programs, some ongoing, some ones
okay.
that we have all the time.
Let's do it.
At the North County Branch Library on the first and third Tuesday of the month, the fiber artists meet. So if you knit, spin, crochet, weave, or create using fiber, drop in, bring your work, and chat while you craft. And this is from 7 to 9 in the meeting room at the North County Branch Library. Also at the North County Branch Library, I believe, on the first Wednesday of every month at 7 p.m., the South Highlands Group of the Sierra Club will meet. Oh, and this one happened last night, so we're not going to talk about that one. Tonight at the North County Branch Library is Dixieland Jazz with the Florian Chance Jazz Trio. It is led by Florian Chance. How about that? A 14-year-old trumpet and cornet and flugelhorn player from Westfield. He founded the band when he was only 9 years old. He won the Louis Armstrong Award in 2014 for his outstanding accomplishments in jazz performance on trumpet, cornet, flugelhorn, and bass trumpet. This upbeat program focuses on early jazz and ragtime with some ballads and blues. That's tonight at 7 o'clock at the North County Library. And remember, all our programs are free and open to the public. Just call 908-730-6135 to reserve a seat at the North County branch, or 788-1434 to reserve a seat at the headquarters library. And funding for many of our music programs has been made possible in part by the New Jersey State Council on the Arts, Department of State, a partner agency of the National Endowment of Arts, through funds administered by the Hunterdon County Cultural and Heritage Commission.
Yes, yeah, so I was just at a meeting with them last night, and they fund several groups to do special projects and arts-type projects. There was actually a group there that was hoping to start a tour of artist studios throughout Hunterdon County.
Oh, that sounds neat.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see. Hopefully, it gets off the ground.
Have you ever done one of
those?
Well,
not at the expense of the Hunterdon County Library's funding, but I think there's room for everyone.
I think so. Have you ever done one of those?
What?
An artist studio? I know
Hoboken
has a big one every year.
I've been to artist studios, but not like
a tour, like
a tour of them all in one day or whatever.
And tonight, if you were a participant in the Adult Summer Reading Club at the headquarters, North County or South County Branch Libraries, there's a program, a party beginning at 7 o'clock tonight, a celebration.
Oh, nice. That's good, because I need that card table that they're using for the basket.
Okay. And Macmillan, the publishers Macmillan, donated some things, some bookmarks.
Is there going to be food?
There's going to be food. They donated a gift bag for Lois Penny to celebrate A Great Reckoning, her newest novel. Her newest Three Pines Gamache novel. There's some nice leather bookmarks and some maps of Three Pines.
Very nice. That sounds good. Also tonight, not library related, unfortunately, is the start of the NFL football season. Starts tonight.
It starts tonight.
Summer is now officially over, Jennifer. It's a rematch of the Super Bowl combatants. Do you remember who was in the Super Bowl last year?
No, I just remember the year the 49ers and the Patriots were in it, and we did an anonymous, like a display, but we didn't say what it was, and we had books about 49ers and about Patriots, and people had to guess what the display was for.
I like that.
I thought it was inspiring.
No idea who was in last year's Super Bowl. Somebody famously retired after the game?
One of the Elways. No, Mannings. One of the Mannings retired.
Yes. One of the Elways. Yes, it was the Denver Broncos beating the Carolina Panthers.
Oh, I should have known the Denver Broncos.
Yes.
My cousin's a huge Bronco fan.
And what football fan are you? The Jets. If you're a Mets fan, I think it's by law you have to be a Jets fan.
Yeah, well, I'm not. If I were going to be a football fan, I'd be a Giants fan. Because it also, by law, it's if you're a Mets fan, you have to be an Islander fan. And only Yankee fans can be Ranger fans.
That's correct.
But I'm a Ranger fan. I'm not an Islander fan. So I am
that is
an
correct.
Anomaly.
Why is that?
Because I'm an anomaly.
But why is people usually fall into those ruts? Like that, I find that more true than not, that if you're a Jets fan, you're a Mets fan, and if you're a Yankees fan, you're a Giants fan.
I don't know.
Let's find that out sometime. Okay, Jennifer, we also have do we need to go to commercial?
Oh, shoot, we do.
Okay, one more commercial break, and then I'm going to tell you about our gingerbread competition coming up this fall.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch.
Hope everyone enjoyed listening to Joe Peters' complete business plan.
Nice. But I can't say the governor's out of the state a lot.
I like Chris Christie, by the way.
Do you?
I do.
What do you
I think like? He's gruff and all that stuff, and he has, you know, some tact issues, obviously, but he makes hard decisions, and I think he did more good for the state than bad, unlike other, you know, more polished politicians that just spent money and put us deeper into a hole. Christie at least tried to address the problem, in my opinion.
Good.
I might just bring it. Okay, the gingerbread competition, Jennifer, has nothing to do with Chris Christie or Joe Peters. Unless Joe Peters wants to enter a gingerbread house, maybe Chris Christie would enter a gingerbread house. We do this every year. We partner with the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library to present a gingerbread competition every December at the Hunterdon County Library. Let me see. Where to begin, Jennifer? So
at the beginning, a very good place to start.
So we do this every year. We have several categories. The categories are kids only. You can be up to 12 years old and do it by yourself. There's a student category for ages 13 through 18. There's an adult and individual category. There's a family category. There's a group category. And there's a professional category, which I would assume if you own a bakery or something. There are cash prizes, Jennifer?
Last year they were gift card prizes, Visa gift card.
Yeah. So cash prizes for first place in each category, plus several honorable mentions. You have your choice of what you want to create. You have one of two choices. You can either do something from a book, a gingerbread house's a favorite scene or a structure from a beloved story, or a Hunterdon County scene, the Union Hotel. I mean, it would look very authentic by the end of December if you didn't use the right...
We had a couple of Union Hotels over the years.
Yes, we have the Union Hotels. A covered bridge, your house, anything. Anything you want to do that's in Hunterdon County.
House?
Yeah, mine would be good. I actually did mine last year.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Did you take a picture of it?
I must have.
You should have.
I'll see if it's on my phone. I'll show you later.
Somebody could do this. You should do the Surgeonsville Inn this year.
That'd be nice.
Now that it's reopened.
Okay, so entry forms are now going to be available to stop by the library or online. Yes, it is online. I can see it. Just click on the gingerbread competition link on our homepage at hclibrary.us. Entry forms may be submitted up until November 18th, so you got plenty of time, but don't procrastinate. Just get it in there and then start thinking about what you want to create. On the entry form, there's recipes for construction-grade gingerbread and for royal icing, so there's no excuses there. Right, Jennifer? We'll display all the creations in the lobby, in the gallery, and in the cases of the Huntington County Library throughout the month of December. We'll also have a special welcome reception on Wednesday, December 7th at 6 p.m. In the Huntington County Library meeting room with refreshments, and we'll announce the winners and give them little ribbons to put on their creations, plus their cash awards, Jennifer, or their honorable mention certificates. So we've had a lot of fun with this the last few years. So I highly suggest it's a great family project to do. Maybe start a tradition with your family. What do you think, Jennifer?
I think
you're
so.
Like, your mind is like wandering.
No, it's a nice tradition. I was thinking about Madeline's house that we tried to do one year.
Yeah, what went wrong there?
Where to begin?
Okay, so that's a gingerbread competition. So we'll be talking about that plenty in the days to come. We also have our fall concert series starting in almost 2 weeks. Our first concert at HCL in September is called something else now. What is my Ultimate Classics or something like that? It's the songs about love and marriage from Jamie and Nancy DeJesus, a husband and wife team. They have a lot of humor and good singing in their show. It's kind of like a variety show, kind of like Jack McDade, if you know who Jack McDade is, another local celebrity.
I bet he'll be on hand for this.
Yes, and this is Wednesday, September 21st at 7 p.m. On Wednesday, September 28th at 7 p.m., the next week we'll have country, folk, and bluegrass music with Moggy Hill. That's a new group for us. So I'm anxious to hear how they sound. They were suggested by one of our faithful patrons, Jeanette Zink, so thank her for that. And then Wednesday, October 12th, Blues with A.C. Steele and the Galvanizers. They have several CDs out. It's a big group. They're friends with our director, Mark Titus. So we're lucky to have them perform for us on Wednesday, October 12th at 7 p.m. October 26th at 7 p.m., Rave On, the hits of Buddy Holly, Roy Orbison, and more. This is with Chris Rozelle and his band Rave On. We've had them several years in a row now. Great, great band. Don't you agree, Jennifer?
I do. They're fabulous.
They are. So don't miss that one. And then I mentioned earlier in the show, Wednesday, November 9th at 7 p.m., Crazy About Patsy Cline with Maggie Warsdale. So this is the first time we're having her as Patsy Cline. So I'm looking forward to that, too. And then another traditional show, A Jazz Holiday with the Eric Mintel Quartet on Wednesday, November 30th at 7 p.m. We have him every year. He plays selected songs from Vince Guaraldi's Charlie Brown Christmas plus other holiday classics. And then another new one for us this year, Folk Songs for the Holidays with Carolyn Doctorow. That last name sounds familiar to you. It's because she's the daughter of E.L. Doctorow. Famous writer, wrote Ragtime, among other books. So she'll be performing on Wednesday, December 7th. You'll notice that's the same night as our gingerbread welcome reception, so maybe you can make it a little daily double for you there, Jennifer. And then the 100 and Harmonizers Barbershop Quartet chorus holiday show. What?
I was going to say it's half a dozen quartets.
No, yeah. It's their whole chorus. Puts on their annual holiday show for us on Wednesday, December 14th. At 7 p.m., Jennifer. We also, I think you mentioned to me today before we came on the air about the 100 and Fiddle Club.
Yes, I have to get together with them.
So they'll be performing. They always do a show for us in an afternoon in December. And then we also have our afternoon concert series again with Fred Miller. I have the schedule in front of me. He starts this year in October with a show called October Surprises. Songs and poetry celebrating Oktoberfest, Columbus Day, Halloween, and autumn in general, Jennifer. So these are afternoon concerts that start at 2 p.m., and they're at both the North County Branch and the Huntington County Library. So Wednesday, October 9th, he'll be at the North County Branch at 2, and Thursday, October 10th, he'll do the same show at the Huntington County Library at 2 p.m. That's how popular they are, Jennifer. We have to do two in a row. And then in November, he'll be singing and talking about Jerome Kern, the great melodist who wrote Showboat, and who's considered the father of the American musical. That'll be Wednesday, November 16th at 2 p.m. at the North County Branch Library, and Thursday, November 17th at 2 p.m. at the Hunterdon County Library. And then finally, in December, An American Christmas, Sacred and Secular Favorites, Inspirational Readings, capped by our traditional Mammoth Sing-Along, Wednesday, December 14th at 2 p.m. at the North County Branch Library, repeated Thursday, December 15th at 2 p.m. at the Hunterdon County Library. This is singer, pianist, narrator Fred Miller, another performer who's probably been performing for us for well over 20 years.
And Fred Miller's programs are sponsored by a generous donation from the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library.
That is correct. And if you want any information or all information about all of our musical programs and speakers, just go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. Click on that big word events on the bottom right corner of our homepage, and all the flyers to all of our events will be at your fingertips, and all the information you need to plan your fall accordingly.
Can I talk about something different?
Yes, you may, Jennifer.
May I talk about something?
How different?
Well, today is, usually it happens on the second Thursday of the month, but it happened on the first Thursday of the month this month. Is that too many months? The library reads list is out for October, and these are the books that librarians across the United States are anxiously awaiting. And I want to talk about it because I love, love, love the first book on the list. It is News of the World by Paulette Giles. That comes out October 4th, but it is on order at the Hunterdon County Library, so you can place a hold on it by going to ipac.hclibrary.us. And this is a story. It is set in post-Civil War Texas. Captain Jefferson Kyle Kidd is an ex-soldier, but he is making his living as a reader. He travels from town to town in Texas, and he reads the newspapers from the East. Back in the days, it took a long time to get news from back there. I know we've talked about it before on the show. It took all the way till June for the news of the Emancipation Proclamation to reach Texas. So people are eager and anxious. And he's an older man and this side of respectable. So he's approached by some men. The Army has rescued a young girl named Joanna. She's 11. Her family was massacred by Indians about 6-7 years ago, and the Indian tribe has kept her and has been raising her as her own, their own, since then. But Joanna needs to go back to Austin to be with her relatives, and they give the captain a $50 gold piece to take Joanna home. But Joanna doesn't remember anything about being raised as a European or in the European tradition. She just remembers her native language and her native customs, and she doesn't have any language skills other than her tribe's language. And it's just this wonderful, wonderful story about these two people who are both sort of lost in their own little world, traveling across Texas on a 3-week journey to reunite her with her family, and the surprises that happen when she gets there and when they get there and what happens are just, it's astonishing. And I don't want to tell any more than that because I don't want to spoil the book.
Right,
but
sounds good.
It's a very small, tightly written book, and I definitely recommend it.
What's the title one more time?
News of the World.
Gotcha.
Okay. So I want to thank everyone for listening. Jim Gonneau is coming in. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, go online, or stop in. Your library is always there for you.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I think under the leadership of Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, the generals have been reduced to rubble.
That's one of the most memorable remarks made last night by the Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump during his portion of a televised forum in New York. On this morning after that forum, Hillary Clinton, his Democratic rival, slams him for such remarks during a news conference beside her plane.
He trash-talked American generals. He suggested he would fire them and replace them with his hand-picked generals.
At that news briefing at an airport in upstate New York, she also slammed Trump for what she said were positive comments he made about Russia's President Vladimir Putin. First-time claims for unemployment benefits are down. The Labor Department says 259,000 Americans filed initial claims last week, down 4,000 from the previous week. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Page